Martin began to work at the grammar school next morning with so much vigour and expedition that Mr. Pinch had new reason to do homage to the natural endowments of that young gentleman and to acknowledge his infinite superiority to himself. They were both very busy on the afternoon succeeding the family's departure. When they were not a little startled by the unexpected obtrusion into that sanctuary of genius of a human head, which, although a shaggy and somewhat alarming head in appearance, smiled affably upon them from the doorway in a manner that was at once waggish, conciliatory, and expressive of approbation.
"I am not industrious myself, gents both," said the head, "but I know how to appreciate that quality in others. My name is Tigg. How do you do? You will understand me when I say that I am the accredited agent of Chevy Slime, that I am the ambassador from the Court of Chiv. Ha-ha! If that is Mr. Pinch," cried Tigg, "he will permit me to say that I greatly esteem and respect his character, which has been most highly commended to me by my friend Pecksniff, and that I deeply appreciate his talent for the organ, notwithstanding that I do not, if I may use the expression, grind myself. Then," he added, shielding his lips with the palm of his hand and applying them close to Mr. Pinch's ear, "I have come for the letter, which my friend Pecksniff addressed to Chevy Slime, Esquire, and left with you."
"He didn't leave any letter with me," said Tom.
"Hush!" cried the other. "It's all the same thing, though not so delicately done by my friend Pecksniff as I could have wished. The money."
Mr. Pinch, however, openly declared there must be some mistake, and that he had been entrusted with no commission whatever, having any reference to Mr. Tigg or to his friend either.
"Then I tell you what it is, gents both. There is actually, at this instant, at the Blue Dragon in this village, an individual..."